in all honesty, I'm having a hard time believing that today marks the fourth birthday of the program Truth to Ponder. Hard to believe we've been here doing this for 4 years.
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
And I welcome you to this Monday edition of Truth to Ponder. Saturday, the 31st, was actually the official fourth birthday of Truth to Ponder. We began on Monday, August the 31st of 2020. And here, as we are on this new week, this new Monday, we're beginning year number 5. And I was thinking the other day of all the things that we've discussed and all the things that we've shared over these past 4 years. I've spent a lot of time doing reading and research and double checking information that sometimes many of you send me. Oftentimes it's accurate, and sometimes you're getting snookered like a lot of other people do with clickbait and fake stories. I get it. I've gotten so many wonderful emails and letters over these past 4 years, and you have no idea of how much it has touched my heart and how much it has meant to me that you care. And also the many of you that financially support us each and every month. And in some cases, I have some that support this ministry each and every week. Oh, we've had our share of, you know, hate mail, if you want to call it that, or criticisms. I had one recently that almost I about fell out of my chair laughing. The person, when I was talking about Kamala Harris not making any sense, the guy goes, "She makes perfect sense to me." He also said Joe Biden apparently made perfect sense to him. So that's all you need to know. In other words, if I was to ask that individual, name me 3 things that Kamala Harris has ever accomplished in life of value that makes her worthy of being the president of the United States. And don't Google it, you know, what do you know? The chances are, person couldn't answer. Person also said, and J.D. Vance is weird, and I'm going, as compared to what? The other guy that's running for vice president that puts tampons into bathrooms of elementary school boys? You don't think that's weird? Apparently not. So you have brainwashed people out there, and there's only so much you can do. You can try to reason with these people, but they're not able to have any reasoning because they have given up their ability of thinking and logic. They have allowed the leftists to corral them into their little cage, and they're well fed and take care of, and they can do anything they want to do within the parameters of that cage. But they're nothing more than useful idiots to the left. We've tried to fight that on this program these 4 years. We've tried to give you information, but information is meaningless, powerless, unless you have wisdom. I've done my best in these 4 years to share truth. You want to know, one of the things, and I get a kick, like I say, I've had a few people over the years, you're just into conspiracy theories, you know. You really believe this and that and the other, and I would honestly say that I do. I can remember 4 years ago, even the thought of ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine was it was dangerous. It was terrible. You can't do this. And yet time has proven itself that we were right. We told you the truth about COVID on this program. We told you the truth about masking and how worthless it was. Even Dr. Fauci had said it early on that, you know, a mask does not do anything for a virus. It's designed for bacteria, which is thousands of times bigger than a virus. As somebody put it, if bacteria is the size of a football stadium, then the virus is the size of a football. We told you the truth about lockdowns, how they would destroy the economy, ruin education. Well, education already has been ruined. We told you the truth about hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. We warned you about the lies being told about the jabs, that, you know, this was not safe and it was not effective, not proven. We told you they were lying when they said, if you get the shot, you will not get COVID. We said that is not true. And now you look at people that have had COVID 2, 3, and even 4 times, fully vaccinated and fully boosted. We also explain the argument, but it keeps you from dying and going to the hospital. Well, no, it doesn't. Because the virus had naturally morphed into a strain that was infectious, but not nearly as deadly. And most Americans have probably had it, and those that have been overly boosted, well, their immune systems are now weakened. We told you the truth about the fudged and false death numbers, how people died of COVID in a car wreck, which we have yet to figure that one out, or gunshot wounds. We told you the truth about deadly hospital protocols and have had people who lost loved ones on this program. We told you the truth about the 2020 elections. Oh, but Bob, the courts threw it out. Yeah, on standing only, never the merits. Name me one case on the merits. You can't find it. We told you the truth about January 6th being an inside job. We told you the truth about big tech censorship. We told you the truth how big tech got in the middle of the 2020 and 2022 election. I mean, remember, it was big tech that censored the Hunter Biden laptop story and so many, so you couldn't hear it because they did not want you to know the truth. We told you about the corruption at the FBI. We told you about the corruption at the CDC. We've told you about the corruption at the Department of Justice, which now is the Department of Injustice. And we told you the truth about the Food and Drug Administration, which should really be called the Food and Death Administration. We told you the truth up front about the vaccine severe side effects. You know, back in the early 1970s, when the swine flu vaccine was released and 50 people died, they pulled it from the market. Thousands died of the COVID vaccine that they admit to. Yet it still remains, and they want now to give it to newborn babies. The Democrat Party is a party of a death cult. It is a demonic party. It is a pagan party. We told you about the fake news people that are out there. Basically, we've told you the truth on everything that we've shared. There have been times that I've gone out on a limb after I have done my research, and I know that I'm going against the tide. I'm going against even some of the things some of the folks at Fox News and Newsmax were saying, and I knew that they were wrong. And I put this program at great risk if I had been wrong. Yet we were right. And I can understand the concept of, you know, a voice crying in the wilderness. And a lot of people just continue on with their life. Things are just fine. Imagine Noah out there knowing the end of the world as we knew it at that time was coming to an end. He prepared the ark and nobody cared. He told the truth and nobody cared. And there are times when I do this program, I wonder how many listeners care and how many just listen for entertainment value or to be critical. How many people listen that can't think for themselves? How many people have bought into the lies of this world? How many people are suffering the consequences you find in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2? If you don't know what they are, read it. Read the first, 15 verses. Only take you a couple of minutes. And you will see what is happening today before your very eyes play out. Somebody made a remark not long ago. What is the difference between a true story and a conspiracy theory. Anywhere between 6 months and 3 years. That's what it's come down to. When this program started, I want to take you back. I want to take you back 4 years ago today. And this is how we began the first episode of Truth to Ponder.
For a number of weeks, I've been anticipating the beginning of this brand new radio program called Truth to Ponder. I wonder how this program will proceed over the days and the weeks ahead. I felt such an urgency to do this program on a regular basis, Monday through Friday. I've been hosting a weekend show now for 5.5 years. I've often told my wife how difficult with the things that I've got going on it is just to do a weekend radio show. And now here we are with a brand new radio program.
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
One of the reasons I decided to do this program and give it a try is to establish a few things. Number one, this program is predominantly going to be a radio program heard on international shortwave. While it also will be as a podcast for those that are unable to hear it on shortwave, I believe the primary vehicle for this program needs to be on shortwave, and here's why. The tech tyrants of today control too much of the narrative. If you have an opinion on a platform like Twitter or Facebook that goes against what they call a hard-to-define community standard, meaning we don't agree with your politics, whatever you put there magically disappears, or others just never can find it, or you are simply put in Facebook jail or kicked off Twitter. People of faith, not hateful people at all, though they are often called hateful, but they're not. The tech tyrants with their billions of dollars can buy a Washington politician. The tech tyrants with their billions of dollars can hire an army of lawyers. The tech tyrants with their billions of dollars can run you over and kick you to the curb if you don't follow the narrative that they're pushing today.
And so that's how it began. At the end of August, beginning of September of 2020. And where had we been in the, let's say 6-7 months prior? We started out the year of 2020. A lot of people thought it would be just a great year. The economy had been good for almost 3 years at that point and improving dramatically. Lowest unemployment in over 50 years. Gas prices way down from not that many years before. Real income had gone up. Freedom was gradually being restored, and accountability starting to find its way into government. Something that, they didn't want. The powers that be didn't like that idea. Education being called out in many quarters for what it is. Indoctrination, not education. For many Americans, as we began the year of 2020, conservatives in particular thought, hey, a re-election for Donald Trump is a shoo-in. I mean, we haven't gotten into any new wars, and we're trying to get out of the ones that we're stuck in. Yet there are those that are so deceived, those that are so into wanting power, that they can't let it go. I've said this before, call me a conspiracy theorist if you want. I think that in 2016, there was enough planning that it was certain that Hillary Clinton would win. They had big tech on their side. They had the mainstream media, NBC, ABC, CBS, MSNBC, CNN, everybody in the tank, on board, taking their daily marching orders, Orange Man mad, and Hillary Clinton is just a stateswoman. The FBI chose not to prosecute Hillary Clinton for things that had Trump done it, they'd be wanting to send him to prison for life. The same exact things. It's a two-tier justice system. We knew it way back then. And James Comey gave her a pass for destroying evidence against her illegally and a bunch of other stuff. But you know, it didn't matter. Hey, it is what it is. But even as we began this program 4 years ago, I had a lot of concerns on my mind. We were in the midst of a pandemic. I had decided to start this radio program in the summer of 2020 after having spent several months out of retirement and working in emergency management and realizing the narrative we were being told was simply not true. And I felt, well, I couldn't continue to do this. The more I learned, the deeper I got in, the more I knew something is amiss. And our nation and the world was a great risk. So I thought about putting together initially maybe a short little video podcast, maybe put it out once or twice a week. But how do you gain an audience on something like that? I'm a believer in shortwave radio, and I decided that that would be where this program would go. And I've told you the story about a friend of mine and I were talking on the phone probably in late July, early August, and I mentioned the idea that God had laid on my heart to do this kind of a program. And he said, so why don't you do it? I said, well, I really can't afford to buy airtime on shortwave right now. You know, I'm retired, and I just can't afford to carry it. He said, well, to try it for 90 days, how much would it cost? And I told him. And he sent a check to cover the first 3 months of Truth to Ponder, September, October, and November. And with that, we started the program. And I even knew then, it's not just the issue of COVID-19 that we were dealing with at the time. We were dealing with a lot of things. And I realized this program has a purpose. And initially, I had a vision for it. And I'm still trying to get to part of that vision yet to this day. But here's what I said back 4 years ago on the very first broadcast about the purpose of this radio program. The reason for this radio program is to talk about the issues facing us today. Now, something else. I want to just do this here on this first program to make sure that you understand where this is coming from. My goal is not to have this program all about me and not to be the primary speaker of this radio program. I know and have met so many great people that I'm encouraging to participate in this radio program. Some of these people that I know do not have any real background in radio or television or anything of the media. They are just highly knowledgeable people with common sense who can think something through and do the research and get the factual information to help you discover what the truth is. In any despot regime in the world, in history, especially the history of the last, let's say, 100 years, capturing the media and entertainment industry is one of the first things a despot government does. Because then you can control what the people hear and eventually what they think. We call that propaganda. A series of half-truths and even total lies that are said long enough, hard enough,
where you feel out of place if you should ever dare disagree with that narrative. How do you think Nazi Germany ever came into power? Look at history. And most of our young people today do not understand the full history of Nazi Germany. They know little bits and pieces that can then be manipulated to give you a false narrative. Like, you know, our president is a Nazi or a racist or whatever. Thank you, school districts, for destroying our young people's minds and spirits.
It seems like only yesterday that I said those words. And as we look over these past 4 years, has the situation with education gotten any better? Well, no, of course not. If anything, if you are intellectually honest, and many people are not intellectually honest with themselves anymore, they'd rather believe the lie, it's comforting, than to face the truth. Our school systems have been hijacked. And I can hear somebody laughing right now. Bob, what are you talking about? The grades and everything are better than they used to be. Yeah, passing grade now is a D or an F in some cases. They've watered down the standards. Children are being raised by their devices. They're being raised by the schools. They're being raised by Netflix. They're being raised by everything but parents and their churches. And then we wonder why we face some of the issues that we face today. This is what we talked about 4 years ago. And I knew starting the program, we were coming into an election and we were still in the midst of a pandemic. And in all honesty, I didn't know how long the program would survive. Would it survive 90 days? Would it make it through the first 90 days? Would it make it to the end of the year? Would it make it into another presidential term, whoever would win? At that point, I wasn't certain, and I shared that belief many a time, that I thought that this election was not secure. And anybody that thought Trump was a shoo-in, it better think their plan ahead, because I wasn't feeling it. And I had people criticize me for making such statements. In preparing to do this radio program, once we decided to do it 5 days per week, not once a week, but 5 days per week, it was going to be a major commitment. And little did I know 4 years ago, the challenges that would come up in the next 2 years, the decision to leave the place we had in Georgia and come to be near family in Southwest Virginia because we are getting older. And then the health issue that cropped up. Hard to believe that came to being a little over 2 years ago, to be diagnosed with bladder cancer. Yet God has been good. We are still here. We are still doing the program. And this Thursday is the last immunotherapy session. It pretty much wipes me out Thursday and Friday. So a lot has to be done. So it really, this program, to be honest, at times can be a time bandit, especially when I'm trying to build a radio station here in Southwest Virginia and trying to grow a church. And even 4 years ago, I didn't have the responsibility any longer of being a full-time pastor. I wasn't trying to build a radio station, but I knew there was going to be a big commitment of time on my part. And as I said on the first program 4 years ago, I shared those concerns with my wife prior to starting. This is what I said on the program 4 years ago.
This program, Truth to Ponder, begins a new chapter in my life. I had to spend a lot of time talking with my wife because of the time commitment to prepare a show, to record interviews, to do the research, to then edit. I'm a one-man shop. I don't have a staff. I've helped produce programs for other individuals that had a team of people doing research and lining up guests and even proposed questions. And then the program is assembled and edited and then has to be distributed to either the radio stations or platforms. And I know that on average for a one-hour show like this, it takes a team of probably six or seven people just to get the radio show produced Monday through Friday. And I've taken upon this on myself along with the other things that I'm trying to do. But I feel that we as a people, a nation, and even the Western world have come to a crossroad. And in some parts of this Western world, they've crossed over. And it may be too late. We're going to look at the world in which we live today. We're going to discuss the narratives. But you know something that really disturbs me? Is how we as parents and grandparents have allowed our public education institutions to become nothing more than Hitler Youth indoctrination centers in many cases. I'm not saying that about all. Those that create the textbooks are probably the worst culprits out there. I have seen history books firsthand where history has literally been altered, just like in the book 1984. History is erased, statues torn down, roads renamed. There's no past, just an ever-changing today. It is happening. And if we don't realize what is happening, if we are not knowledgeable, one of the worst things you can do in trying to deal with issues like this is to become purely a reactionary. Because oftentimes that is an emotional response. I've got to be very careful myself. I have a passion for the future of this nation, that it may be a better world for my children and grandchildren and great-grandkids as they come. But I don't see a good future for them coming. As day by day, the educational system erodes.
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
The Bible says there is nothing new under the sun. I remember an old song, "Everything Old is New Again." Even Yogi Berra once said, "It's deja vu all over again." Many of the same issues that we as a people have faced for hundreds, if not thousands of years, are still the same. It's increasingly clear to me that the words of St. Paul are so perfect. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. Sure, we end up fighting wars. We end up destroying things and hurting each other. But that is what the enemy of your soul and mine desires. Warfare, conflict, division, destruction, and death. And I'm amazed that a once stoic political party in this nation cares more about destroying babies in the womb, destroying the ability of young people to even procreate when they get married by having them alter their gender. Those treatments tend to make a young child, well, sterile and never able to father children or bear children. That's one of the dirty secrets. And gee, the guy that said, you know, hey, you know, J.D. Vance is weird. And what about Tim Walz, who signed a bill in Minnesota making it a sanctuary state for children under age to come and have their genders altered in their state, protected by that state? A governor that signed a bill saying, well, even if it's a late-term abortion and the abortion is botched and the child is born alive, kill it. Let it die. This is the caliber of the spiritual character of somebody running for the presidency. Look, you can talk about all of the faults of Donald Trump all you want, but he poses the least threat to my faith, my family, and my finances. The other ones, well, they pose a threat to all three. And if you look at it that way, when you threaten faith, family, and finances, you're threatening our future. I've been saying this for how many years now? Politics will never save us. Politicians can't. Only coming to the knowledge of the saving grace of Jesus Christ can give you or any nation hope. This is what I said 4 years ago on the first episode of Truth to Ponder. There truly is evil in this world. There's no doubt about it. That's one of the reasons we do this program, Truth to Ponder. We have an elite media that refuses to fully share the truth, to take news stories, bend them and twist them like they did back in the days of Pravda. Funny, Pravda means truth in Russian, but it was nothing that was really truthful in what they had to say. It was a distorted media. We live in a world of a distorted media trying to influence you and the world around us. You can laugh all you want at the concept of people being elitist, having power and dominion over you. We can look at this current pandemic, the ups, the downs, the good news, the bad news. Seems like every time we get good news, there's some more bad news to keep us scared and in fear. People running around covering their face in fear, putting on a face shield in fear, and they'll look at you, oh, you just don't understand. Then explain to me why people that are wearing face shields and masks and are living in some of the most shut down conditions are where the virus seems to spread the worst. Yeah, I know it can be deadly for some people. A lot of things can. But somehow I believe that this pandemic, I lean more toward a plannedemic, that when this got out from China, whether by intent and design or by accident, it was manipulated from day one and used against the free world, period.
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
Those are my words from 4 years ago as we started this new radio program called Truth to Ponder. The world was a very different place than it is today. But I got news for you. Those that tried to control you then are still trying to control you now. One of the strange side effects of the pandemic was the government's ability to get into very deep censorship and control of much of the news media. We're finding out about it now. We really knew about it 4 years ago. We told you on this program that there was collusion between organizations like Twitter at the time, Facebook and others, the news media working hand in hand to control the narrative on every aspect of your life. They had people totally convinced that walking in one direction inside of a grocery store would save your life. They had you believing that wearing some kind of a face diaper or little covering, even if grandma knitted it, was going to keep the coronavirus away. They told you those little circles on the floor keeping you 6 feet apart would keep you from getting COVID. They told you to stay at home. They told you to virtually have your children go to school. They told you a lot of things, and behind the scenes, they were pulling the levers of power to control you. And I really believe to this day, as I believe then, that some of the governors, some of the city leaders and mayors truly enjoyed their newfound power, and it went to their head. And they used this new control of the media and what you're allowed to think. Remember, you could have a riot, but you couldn't go to church. We called out the fallacy of all of these things 4 years ago. We warned you about education. We warned you about the election. We warned you about the, well, social plans that they had for you and I. Right now, we need to take a break. And when we come back, I've got one more little clip that I want to share and then a little special surprise. So don't go away.
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
As Truth to Ponder begins its fifth year of ministry, we enter a new era of programs and purpose. Since our inception in the summer of 2020, we have endeavored to bring you accurate and vital news and information. We have worked diligently to expose the political bias and the many lies being told by mainstream media, government officials, social media, and tech giants. Many of the stories we have shared over the past 4 years were once labeled as conspiracy theories. Today, those stories have proven true. Did those who lied to you ever apologize or acknowledge their lies? The answer is obvious. They haven't, and they won't. We are now entering one of the most critical times in the history of our world. Artificial intelligence can monitor much of what we do and say online and report it to both the government and private corporations. Artificial intelligence can create false but convincing propaganda narratives in all forms of media at lightning speed, including video and audio. Sorting truth from propaganda is getting harder to do each day. As part of our new emphasis in these historic times, Truth to Ponder will be partnering with other ministries and news sources to increase the amount of factual and needed information you must have in these troublesome times. To meet this challenge, we will vastly increase our efforts to put all of today's events and news stories in the light of God's world. We will be developing study resources and a platform that does not depend on the internet for delivery. We also pray to increase our radio footprint throughout North America and beyond. To meet this new challenge and to grow, we need your prayerful support now more than ever. Would you let others know about this program? Would you be a monthly partner with us? If you can, visit our website at truth2ponder.com. That's truth2ponder.com. At our website, you can find out how to support us using Give, Send, Go, a Christian online donation processing organization. That website again, truth2ponder.com. You can also support us by making a check or money order payable to Ancient Word Radio. That's Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510, Chilhowee, Virginia 24319. Once again, make the check or money order payable to Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510, Chilhowee, spelled C-H-I-L-H-O-W-I-E, Chilhowee, Virginia, zip code 24319. That's 24319. May God richly bless you as you help us spread the truth the world needs to hear.
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
And I welcome you back to this very special edition of Truth to Ponder as we celebrate our fourth anniversary of broadcasting each and every day, Monday through Friday. When the program started 4 years ago, I didn't know if it would last 4 weeks, 4 months. Part of me never believed it would go for 4 years, but here we are. And I really need to remind you, we are only here because of your faithful financial support. And I can tell you that because of the terrible economy in which we live, I hear from people all the time that we're regular supporters that go, we just can't give you as much as we used to. The economy is so bad, it's really coming down to a choice of groceries or supporting you. And we're cutting back on the groceries and we're still trying to support. I know it's not easy for many. But the future of this program is in the balance in terms of being on shortwave. And I'm just going to let you know, in no uncertain terms, it really depends upon you. If you believe in our mission and our ministry, please do not take the financial support for granted and assume that somebody else will pay the bill. Maybe it's your turn to help. Now, 4 years ago was the summer of love. at least according to one governor and big city mayor. Major cities like Minneapolis, St. Paul were under siege. A police station was burned down. Police cars destroyed. That's what Governor Tim Walz allowed in his state. We were told that George Floyd riot good, going to church bad. And this is what I had to say about it 4 years ago on the first program.
I read a statistic and I had to double check it. I get a lot of stuff sent to me, and I don't believe everything that you send me. It talked about of those individuals that had a job during various Black Lives Matter protests that went bad, where there's violence, cars being destroyed. I know in one case, a couple of people that were studying for law or in law school or just starting out a career have destroyed their careers. But surprisingly, the occupation, if they had a job at these protests, they were public school or college professors and teachers. What does that tell you about our world today? I pray that God hears us and heals our land. This is Truth to Ponder. It's hard to believe our first program is now behind us. I hope you'll take the time to listen again tomorrow on the Tuesday edition. Have a lot of surprises, a lot of exciting things happening this week. And I hope to be bringing on a lot of different voices before the week is out and give you some useful information. And most important, I want to give you some truth to ponder.
And so that's how it ended. The first program 4 years ago of Truth to Ponder. Now, there was something else about that first episode that I'd almost forgotten about until I had an opportunity to listen to it a few days ago. We had a guest on that first program, and from time to time, this individual has been with me, and he will be with me in just a moment. Frank Silvato has his own podcast called Underground USA. And he agreed to be a guest with me on the program, the very first episode. We've had a number of guests. I've had a fill-in host from time to time, too, in Jim Calhoun. You'll be hearing from him a little bit later this week. And hopefully, we're trying to work things out to get Edward Zoll on the program. I've never wanted this program to be so much about me. I wanted this program to be a platform so you can have truth to ponder. Not just from my perspective, but from others. And I think the most important thing I can ever do is then put it all into the perspective of God's Word. Now, Frank Silvato has put together a little piece for us today to share from his program, Underground USA. And let me tell you, it is so timely. It is so fitting. And I really believe that everybody needs to take just a few minutes to listen to what Frank Silvato has to say. Frank, it's all yours.
Thanks for downloading, listening, and sharing. My name is Frank Silvato, and you're spending a few moments in Underground USA. For almost 16 years, I've been sounding the alarm about how a decidedly Marxist contingent has been increasingly taking over the Democrat Party. Today, I am, for lack of a better word for this sad development, pleased to notice that some in the Democrat ranks are waking up to this fact, and it is a fact, and walking away from that political party. Yes, we've seen high-profile Democrats leave. High-profile people like Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Tulsi Gabbard, Ronald Reagan, Joe Manchin, Joe Lieberman, and Kyrsten Sinema, to name but a few. And they captivated the headlines. But even with these high-level awakenings, the Democrat Party has managed to put forth the most Marxist ticket in American history in Kamala Harris, whose father was a professor at Stanford University who literally taught courses on Marxism and in a favorable light, and Tim Walz, whose glowing admiration for communist China has seen him travel there over 30 times, and who calls socialism neighborliness. So even with high-level awakenings, the Marxists who have erupted onto the Democrat scene, and at a fevered pace since the communist genie was let out of the bottle in 2008 when Chicago put forth an unaccomplished nobody in Barack Obama, the Marxists who have erupted onto the Democrat scene have still managed to expand their control over the Democrat Party. So why would I say I'm pleased at the awakening of Democrats to the hijacking of their party by full-blooded Marxists? Because that awakening is starting to happen at the volunteer and staffer levels. As reported by Jim Hoft over at GatewayPundit.com, a former Obama intern and lifelong Democrat who voted for Joe Biden in 2020 has taken to social media to blast the Democrat Party in a scathing video that exposes what conservatives have long suspected. The party is out of touch, elitist, and disconnected from the real struggles of everyday Americans. The woman, who identifies herself as Evan, posted the video on X, where she shared her disillusionment with the Democrat Party after attending the Democrat National Convention as a volunteer. According to her, she left the convention early because it sickened me. Take a listen for yourself. It's a little long, but I believe Evan's words are important for people to hear, especially if those listening happen to vote D just because they always have.
Okay, I'm going to get real in this, and it's probably going to piss some people off. But I'm okay with that, because if I'm not being honest, then what else am I doing? I just got back from the DNC, where I signed up to volunteer, and when I initially had signed up to volunteer, Joe Biden was still the nominee. It wasn't yet Kamala Harris. I've worked in progressive politics for a long time. I have worked for many different Democratic candidates, Senate candidates, House candidates, even some Democratic organizations. And as the years have gone by, I found myself getting more and more disillusioned with the Democratic Party, although until now, I've never said that out loud or anywhere public. When I first got into politics, I thought that Democrats were the party of the people. And at the DNC this week, I felt like I was in a building with the most elite and out-of-touch people in the entire world. It very much felt like, let's just have a huge party and forget all of our problems because the vibes are brat. When I was there, I didn't feel any connection to real America or the place that I come from, which is the Midwest, Kansas City, Kansas, and Missouri. I didn't feel any connection to the people that I know right now who are struggling to buy their groceries or to pay their rent. The people who want to know what both candidates are going to do to materially affect change in their lives. And when I was there listening to the speeches, I felt myself feeling mad because I didn't hear anything about the economy. Definitely not in Kamala's speech and not very much in the others as well. Instead, I heard generic platitudes, things like joy and respect and integrity. And what does that even mean? Let's make the military the most lethal in the world? I thought I was part of the anti-war party. I thought I was part of the party that fought for the underdog, that championed working people. When and how did we just become the party of academia and affluence? Because that's what we are right now. How can we ever say that we're going to fight corporate power or give a voice back to those communities that have been left behind when above the delegates on the floor and levels and rings of suites with donors and corporations that we're literally looking down on the people below from above? You know, I went to the DNC this year hoping that I would feel reconnected to the Democratic Party, that I would have more of a sense of understanding of Kamala and her candidacy and what she stood for. But instead, I ended up leaving and feeling the opposite, more disconnected and alone than ever. And I don't think I can support Kamala Harris for president. I don't even know if I can call myself a Democrat anymore. I don't know who I'm going to be supporting, but I know it's not her. And for once, I'm not afraid to say it.
As an aside, those boxes she was talking about at the United Center went for $2 million a pop. These are not words of an infiltrator. These aren't the words of a Trumpite. Just like the words issued by Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Tulsi Gabbard, Ronald Reagan, Joe Manchin, Joe Lieberman, Kyrsten Sinema, and now Evan, and all those who have been honest enough with themselves to admit that an ideology foreign to freedom, liberty, and opportunity for all has hijacked their former party. They did not leave the Democrat Party. Marxists stole the Democrat Party from them. This election isn't about Republicans versus Democrats. It simply can't be. This election isn't about Donald Trump versus Kamala Harris or the media's bizarre sophomoric popularity contest. It simply can't be. It's about all Americans, Republicans, true Democrats, libertarians, independents, and conservatives and liberals coming together to defeat the advance of Marxism and the fundamental transformation of our republic to one that embraces socialism, then communism, and then despotic totalitarianism. That's what this election is all about, Charlie Brown. It simply must be. My name is Frank Salvato, and you can read all my articles and listen to the podcasts at undergroundusa.com. Now back to Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
And I thank Frank Salvato for sharing that with us today. And as I mentioned before, he was the guest on the very first Truth to Ponder radio program. It's hard to believe that we now have behind us 1,040 different unique episodes of the program. From day one, we have aired on shortwave radio, WRMI. Recently, we added WTWW, and we hope we can maintain our broadcast there. It's really up to you. Others have suggested maybe other stations to consider, but right now the budget is simply not there to do it. For a while, we were blessed to be on KVOH until they came to their end because of losing the lease on their land and the expense of operation and electricity in California became too much. I'm thankful beyond words to be on WRMI. We are on there a few times per day, And I'm really blessed with the audience that we have, even an audience that is beginning to develop in Europe. This program has got a mission going into year number 5. And I'll spend some time tomorrow and again Wednesday really getting into where I think this program needs to be. We are still facing so many of the same problems that we were facing 4 years ago. A pandemic, and don't be surprised if they try to launch another one to control you. Election integrity is still an issue. Education is still a problem. And too many churches are still asleep. If you believe in our mission and ministry, we really need to hear from you today. Visit the website truth2ponder.com. You can support us using Give, Send, Go, or make a check or money order payable to Ancient Word Radio, Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510, Post Office Box 510, Chilhowie, 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 Virginia, zip code 24319, Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510, Chilhowie, Virginia, zip code 24319.
This has been Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman. To find out more, visit our website, truth2ponder.com. That's truth2ponder.com. Truth to Ponder, shining the light of truth in a darkening world.
This is Ancient Word Radio.